RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can also listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz. Or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id.
Listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are, welcome to our English Bulletin program. In today's edition, we present you news commentary, Today in History, Focus and News in Brief. We'll continue our program with Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia. We will end our program with Music Corner. That's our program for today. Now stand by with the news.
Voice of Indonesia with the news.
Here is the news for the headlines. Indonesian ambassador to Pakistan Burhan Muhammad passes away at Singapore General Hospital. Indonesian parliament encouraged to help Rohingya refugees. World Bank President Yong Kim to visit Indonesia. Now the news in detail. The Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry will continue to increase its budget allocation for the development of renewable energy in the coming years to support its program to reduce reliance on fossil-based fuels. According to Energy and Mineral Resources Minister Sudirman Said told reporters that the proposed budget for the renewable energy and conservation is 10 times to the approximately 1 trillion rupiah in the 2015 state budget. With the allocated money for a geothermal exploration, Sudirman expects the government will be able to provide more data to attract investors to develop the geothermal potential. Abadi Purnamo, the Indonesian Geothermal Association chairman, said the ministry's plan to provide funding for geothermal exploration would benefit the industry. In the geothermal sector, exploration is the most risky stage with expensive outlays because technical and geological issues often hamper activities in tapping volcanic power. However, Abadi said a better disbursement system of the funding needed to be established. Indonesian ambassador to Indonesia Burhan Muhammad passed away at Singapore General Hospital on Tuesday, May 19, 2015, at 050 local time. Spokesman of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry Armanata Kristiawan Nasir to RRI at the Office of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Jakarta on Tuesday said, the body of the late Burhan Muhammad will left Singapore Tuesday afternoon for Jakarta and will stay to pay last tribute at Gedung Pancasila, the Foreign Affairs Ministry, before dispatch for Yogyakarta.
Beliau menghembuskan nafas terakhir di Singapura. Di rumah
the late Burhan passed away at Singapore General Hospital at 050. At that time, two sons of him are located in Singapore, and the plans at 17:30 local time. He will brought from Singapore to Jakarta and expected will be arrived around 18:15 and will subsequently be stayed at 2 Gedung Pancasila to pay last tribute officially from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs. From there, he will be brought to Yogyakarta with a special plane and there will be a handover the body to the family from the Ministry of Foreign Affairs and then he will be taken to be buried. Furthermore, Armanata Nasir explained that Indonesian government is still waiting for the official confirmation from the Singapore General Hospital about the main reason behind the death of Ambassador Burhan Muhammad. Previously, Indonesian Foreign Affairs Minister Retno LP Marsudi told RRI through text message on Tuesday that the Ministry of Foreign Affairs has lost one of its best diplomats, Ambassador Burhan Muhammad, who passed away in 58 years old. Ambassador Burhan Muhammad passed away after being hospitalized for 8 days in Singapore General Hospital due to burn wounded. he suffered from the helicopter crash in Gilgit-Baltistan, Pakistan, last May 8, 2015. The accident also has resulted in the death of Ambassador Burhan Muhammad's wife, Hari Listiawati, who was buried on Friday, May 15, 2015, in Yogyakarta. Indonesian Parliament member of the National Mandate Party faction, Teguh Juwarno, encouraged Indonesian Parliament to take initiative regarding the Rohingya refugees in Indonesia. On the sidelines of the plenary meeting Monday in Jakarta, Teguh Juwarno said that Indonesia, as one of great country in ASEAN, supposed to encourage other ASEAN member countries to help Rohingya refugees. In addition, he also urged Indonesian Parliament to bring such issue to the ASEAN parliamentary meeting to solve the issue.
Kami, fraksi Partai Amanat Nasional, mendorong agar Parlemen Indonesia mengambil inisiatif lebih tegas.
We are from the National Mandate Party faction, encourage Indonesian Parliament to take a firm initiative. We ask the Indonesian government to take diplomacy initiative so that Rohingya refugees issue can be solved within the spirit of ASEAN. In this regard, we ask that this issue can be brought into the ASEAN parliamentary meeting to convey our concern. Therefore, we also encourage the parliament, as what we have done to help Sinabung victims, we also move to help Rohingya refugees in our waters. I hope this can be noted and followed up.
Kita juga bergerak untuk membantu kepada para pengungsi Rohingya yang saat ini ada di perairan Indonesia. Mohon hal ini bisa menjadikan catatan kita bersama dan untuk ditindaklanjuti.
Moreover, Chairman of Muhammadiyah Din Samsudin agreed if the Indonesian government can receive hundreds of Muslim ethnic of Rohingya in Aceh. Meanwhile, Indonesian Minister of Foreign Affairs Retno Marsudi declined that the government refused to receive the refugees from Rohingya and Bangladesh. Moreover, according to Retno, the United Nations thanked Indonesia to take care more than 1,300 refugees of Rohingya and Bangladesh stranded in North Sumatra since last week. World Bank Group President Jim Yong Kim will visit Indonesia from May 19 to 22 in an effort to strengthen the group's partnership with the world's fourth most populous country. During his visit to Indonesia since he resumed the World Bank Group presidency in July 2012, Kim is scheduled to meet with President Joko Widodo, Vice President Yusuf Kala, Yogyakarta Governor Hamengkubuwono X, Finance Minister Bambang Brojonegoro, other high-ranking government officials, and business people. The World Bank Group President will also visit Rekompak, which is a community-based post-disaster reconstruction project, as well as a public primary health care center, Sunda Kelapa Port, and Tanjung Priok Port, among other places. Kim said in a release on Monday that Indonesia can be deservedly proud of its remarkable progress and the enormous gains it has made in poverty reduction, halving the poverty rate in some 15 years to 11.3% today is a huge achievement. This news comes to you from RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta. Deputy Speaker of Indonesian House of Representatives Fahri Hamzah asked the Indonesian government to create legal framework for asylum seekers come to Indonesia. According to him, such legal framework is needed to provide better protection for the asylum seekers. Fahri Hamzah in the Parliament building Tuesday in Jakarta also added that if Indonesia can provide such legal protection, it can invite international attention also to help Indonesia to help those asylum seekers.
Jadi gini, di Indonesia itu tidak ada pasal pengaturan.
Indonesia does not have legal framework on asylum seekers. They are different from trafficking and they are not robbers. That's why we ask such regulation to be exist. If we want to manage such issue, we will get help from international communities and even the United Nations to solve it. We supposed to take benefit from their existence. They have the culture. They have the working ethic. They have the spirit. I hope that President Jokowi that has intention Convention on Humanitarian Issues to provide legal framework so that every parties can help boost on it.
Pemerintahan Jokowi yang sekarang ini yang mengerti soal kemanusiaan. Ayo dong cari dasar hukum. Ini orang-orang pejabat negara ini enggak bisa bertindak karena enggak ada dasar hukum.
Furthermore, Fahri Hamzah added, the Rohingya asylum seekers were people escaped from their country because of the enmity they experienced. Therefore, according to him, Indonesia should provide strong protection based on a firm legal framework. Indonesia's trade balance enjoys a surplus amounted to $454.4 million US in April 2015. It was stated by Indonesian Trade Minister Rahmat Gobel on Monday in Jakarta. He said the ministry recorded a total export of Indonesia in April worth $13.1 billion US, while import $12.6 billion US.
Dengan demikian, secara kumulatif, neraca
cumulatively, the trade balance in January up to April had a surplus of $2.8 billion, which consists of non-oil surplus of $4 billion, and oil trade deficit amounted to $1.3 billion. Furthermore, Gobel said a surplus in April was driven by an increase of non-oil trade. Indonesian trading partners, which contributed surplus in April, namely India, the United States, Philippines, Netherlands, and Pakistan. According to him, agriculture still became the main sector of non-oil export. The improved performance of non-oil export during January to April 2015 showed a significant increase from several trading partner countries such as India, Malaysia, Taiwan, Vietnam, Saudi Arabia, and Switzerland. Meanwhile, for the oil and gas sector, Indonesia is still a deficit of $1.1 billion in April 2015, or up to 6.9% compared to the previous month. The last item. PT Pertamina said that it is currently taking over 51% of shares of an oil rig in Southeast Asia. The bid has been proposed in an open tender, and Pertamina now awaits for an answer within 2 days' time. Director Rahmat Hardadi explained that the corporate owning the oil rig offered acquisition with management mechanism, meaning that it remains taking control of the oil rig operation. The oil rig itself produces 220,000 barrels per day. Half of it will be for Indonesian demand. However, Rahmat refused to reveal the copper rate and the oil rig site, as well as the bid's value. He only revealed that the oil rig produces sweet crude oil, which will be mixed with sour oil to meet Euro 2 quality standard. To end the news, here are the headlines once again. Indonesian Ambassador to Pakistan Burhan Muhammad passes away at Singapore General Hospital. Indonesian Parliament encouraged to help Rohingya refugees. World Bank President Yong Kim to visit Indonesia. That was the news.
Here is today's commentary on fuel subsidy reform has positive impact. I'm Dalat Pane. Starting from January 2015, the Indonesian government introduced fixed subsidy system to the subsidized fuel. With this system, the price of subsidized fuel will move in accordance with the world oil economic price. Since then, the evaluation of the price of gasoline, premium, diesel, and kerosene held once a month in accordance with the development of world oil prices. However, from April 1, 2015, the government extends the evaluation period of fuel prices to be 3 to 6 months. With this change, the new pricing will be made on July 1 or until October 1, 2015. The extension of the evaluation period is certainly very good for the community, because the pricing of fuel oil on every month will have a negative impact on the economic conditions and socially. The majority of the price of goods, especially food, is very influenced by the price of fuel oil. When fuel prices rise, then the prices of goods go up. But when it comes down, the prices of goods do not go down. Subsidies remain and fuel oil should be supported and continued, although there is slightly negative impact on the economic conditions of the society. At the macro level, the policy is very positive towards the current account. According to data from Bank Indonesia, the central bank, the current account deficit in the first quarter of 2015 reached $3.8 billion, which means decrease compared to the fourth quarter of 2014, which reached $6.2 billion. Director of the Department of Statistics of Bank Indonesia, Andy Dwi Cahyono, in Jakarta on Friday, May 15, said the current account deficit in the next quarter could potentially continue to improve along with the decline in the volume of imports of world oil and also the decrease of world consumption. He considered reforming fuel subsidies is a positive impact on the improvement of the current account deficit. Based on this fact, the government needs to decide periodization of for fixed price evaluation so that the subsidy system is still running and effective and does not cause negative impacts. Fixed pattern regarding the changes in the price of subsidized fuel is not yet determined. The government pledged in November 2015, or exactly 1 year after the governance of Joko Widodo and Yusuf Kala, will decide periodization evaluation of the price of fuel oil, whether in 3, 6 months or once a year. It needs to see the pattern of price changes during the year to determine the exact frequency. In addition, the government also needs to carefully analyze the database and read the trend in oil prices ahead before deciding fixed periodization evaluation of oil prices in November 2015. Well, listener, that was commentary.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Today in history. A compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
This is RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Today in History, a regular segment which brings back people and events from this date in the past as recorded in history. Let's begin with May 19, 1998, DPR or MPR building in Jakarta occupied by students. Occupied House of Representatives People's Consultative Assembly or DPR-MPR is a monumental event in the process of toppling President Suharto from power and demands for reform in Indonesia. In this incident, thousands of students from various campuses joined occupied the parliament building to demand Suharto's resignation. On May 21, 1998, after days of students occupied the parliament building and after less than 32 years in power, Suharto announced the stop of the presidency. In an extraordinary day of protest, more than 15,000 Indonesian students took over the parliament building on May 19 and gave President Suharto a crash course in people's power. Facing a collapse of confidence, Suharto announced on live television that he would call for new elections and step down after 32 years in power, but he gave no timetable. The student then called it partial victory. They would have preferred seeing Suharto resign immediately, but they did not let it blunt the euphoria of knowing they were helping to topple Asia's last remaining strong man. But on May the 21st, after days of students occupied the parliament, Suharto finally announced the stop of his presidency. Now let's move back far, far away to 1919. Mustafa Kemal Atatürk lands at Samsun on the Anatolian Black Sea coast, initiating what is later termed as the Turkish War of Independence. The Turkish War of Independence, which was started on May 19, 1919 until July 24, 1923, was fought between the Turkish nationalists and the proxies of the Allies, namely Greece on the Western Front, Armenia on the Eastern, France on the Southern, and with them Great Britain and Italy in Constantinople, now Istanbul. After the country was occupied and partitioned following the Ottoman Empire's defeat in World War I, although present, few British, French, Italian, and Georgian troops were deployed or engaged in combat. The Turkish National Movement, or Kufayi Milliye, in Anatolia culminated in the formation of a new Grand National Assembly by Mustafa Kemal Atatürk and his colleagues. Well, that was the end of Today in History over Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta.
Today in History, a compilation of several important events happened on this date in the past.
Focus. daily news and events.
This is a Reward Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with focus. For today's edition, it's on President as Petrol Audited. Stay tuned in www.voi.co.id. To uncover a variety of allegations of irregularities in crude oil imports and the state budget in Pertamina Energy Trading Ltd. or Petrol, when it was still existed, President Joko Widodo had asked Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry to conduct a thorough audit or investigation. Minister of Energy and Mineral Resources Sudirman Said, accompanied by Minister of State-Owned Enterprises Rini M. Sumarno, in Jakarta said that from the very beginning, the President had directed that Petrol should be observed seriously. Minister Sudirman said that after Petrol dissolved, the investigation should be continued because it is a way to eliminate the speculation and suspicion against Petrol. According to the minister, once the investigation is completed and reported to the public, all are expected to be clear. Whether it's good, bad, right or wrong, all can be seen clearly. If there is a potential violation of the law, it must be resolved legally. He added in his report to President Joko Widodo, in the first 3 months since the role of Petrol was replaced by Pertamina Integrated Supply Chain, Petrol was no longer as a single buyer in crude oil imports. Thus, Pertamina was able to save up to $22 million. Former chairman of the Oil and Gas Management Reform Team, Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources, Faisal Basri, supported the president who ordered the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources to conduct a thorough audit for investigation. After that, the results should also be resumed with a forensic audit. Faisal added that with the forensic audit, Petrol dissolution can be recommended. Thus, the Ministry of Energy and Mineral Resources will determine further whether there are irregularities and fraud when Petrol still existed. According to Faisal, with audits and forensic investigations, Petrol irregularities will not just something in the past in the history of crude oil imports from Indonesia. With the forensic audit, the police can make it as legal evidence in criminal cases. The same thing was stated by Vice Chairman of Commission 6 of the House of Representatives, Harry Gunawan. He supports the government's move to dissolve Petrol. He said it would be better if all Petrol's business activities are moved and handled by PT Pertamina directly so that the process can be faster and more efficiently. According to Harry, long-term oil purchase contracts can be advantageous when compared to import on the spot, as was done by Petrol. He added that the takeover of Petrol's role will be more profitable because PT Pertamina can buy oil directly to a third party, which is more efficient than through Petrol. Furthermore, Harry Gunawan revealed that PT Pertamina itself can already predict on the long-term oil needs. The government officially liquidated or dissolved Petrol because it did not provide efficiency to PT Pertamina as the parent company. Meanwhile, energy analyst Marwan Batubara said that the dissolution of Pertamina Energy Trading Limited or Petrol was not a solution to eradicate the oil and gas mafia nationwide. He disagreed with the dissolution of Petrol by Pertamina. Besides the issue of profit and loss that should be assessed, it is a challenge for the government and PT Pertamina to eradicate oil and gas mafia without having to dismantle Petrol, he said. According to him, there must be a benefit principle considered when it will dissolve a subsidiary of Pertamina. Emphasized, it did not mean he defended Petrol, but the benefit principle should also be looked into. Marwan said, if the oil mafia is to be eradicated, the main point is to apply the concept of good corporate governance and choose trustworthy people in carrying out their duties. They should be of corruption and mafia free. So, he added, the dissolution is not the only way to eradicate the oil mafia. Instead, if possible, Petrol should be fixed with the current Pertamina management system because, after all, it was only a subsidiary. Well, that was focus of RRI with Service Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta on President as Petrol Audit.
Welcome to headline of some national newspapers published on Tuesday, May 19, 2015. We start from Compass. In its headline, writes about the lifestyle could invite diseases. High number of cases of deadly non-communicable diseases in Indonesia is connected to daily unhealthy habit of people. The unhealthy habit
beginning from higher salty food, sugar and fat, smoking habit, as well as lack of sport activity. Director of Non-Communicable Disease Prevention, Health Ministry Ekowati Rahajeng in Jakarta on Monday said, it is time to change the bad habit among people. While Media Indonesia in its headline writes about revise the law of regional head election failed, Board of Golkar Party led by Agung Laksono still has opportunity to follow regional heads election, Pilkada, simultaneously on December 9th, following rejection of the revision of Law No. 8 of 2013 on the election of governor, region, and mayor by President Joko Widodo. Home Affairs Minister Cahyo Kumolo, after he met with President and the legislators in Jakarta Monday, said, principally, the government did not agree on the revision, such as the General Election Commission KPU as the organizer. Republika in its headline writes about Pertamina guarantees Indonesia will free of mafias. Pertamina assured that the oil mafia will not go into the state-owned company after the dissolution of Pertamina Energy Trading Limited, or Petrol. There are fierce oil mafia, which was originally free to move in Petrol, enter into the Integrated Supply Chain, or ISC. Currently, ISC took over the role of Petrol in the procurement of fuel for the needs in the country. According to Director of PT Pertamina Sucipto, the dissolution of Petrol is not an elusive, which allows the oil mafia change their style. It would close loopholes that previously stay at Petrol, move to ISC. Now we conclude with Business Indonesia in its headline writes about Pertamina will lead 51% share. PT Pertamina will acquire 51% of refinery fuel in one of countries in Southeast Asia with a capacity of 220,000 barrels per day. Director of Pertamina Processing, Rahmat Handadi, said Monday in Jakarta, the acquiring process of 51% of the refinery is underway. Acquiring process is done through a tender process. However, according to Rahmat, it was reluctant to disclose the location of state refineries that should be acquired immediately. Pertamina will announce officially in the next 2 days. Listener, that was today's headlines from the national newspapers published in Jakarta.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You're still with us, RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz, and 11785 kHz for English program. You can also listen to our broadcast on internet at en.voi.co.id.
Listener, welcome to News in Brief. The Energy and Mineral Resources Ministry will continue to increase its budget allocation for the development of renewable energy in the coming years to support its program to reduce reliance on fossil-based fuels. Indonesian Ambassador to Indonesia Burhan Muhammad passed away at Singapore General Hospital on Tuesday, May 19, 2015 at 050 local time. Spokesman of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Armanata Kristiawan Nasir, to RRI at the Office of Indonesian Foreign Affairs Ministry, Jakarta on Tuesday said, the body of the late Burhan Muhammad left Singapore Tuesday afternoon for Jakarta and will stay to pay last tribute at Gedung Pancasila, the Foreign Affairs Ministry, before dispatch for Jakarta. Indonesian Parliament member of the National Mandate Party faction Teguh Juwarno encouraged Indonesian Parliament to take initiative regarding the Rohingya refugees in Indonesia. On the sidelines of the plenary meeting Monday in Jakarta, Teguh Juwarno said that Indonesia is one of great country in ASEAN, supposed to encourage other ASEAN member countries to help Rohingya refugees. World Bank Group President Jim Yong Kim will visit Indonesia from May 19th to 22nd in an effort to strengthen the group's partnership with the world's fourth most populous country. Deputy Speaker of Indonesian House of Representatives Fahri Hamzah asked the Indonesian government to create legal framework for asylum seekers come to Indonesia. Indonesia's trade balance enjoys a surplus amounted to $454.4 million in April 2015. It was stated by Indonesian Trade Minister Rahmat Gobel in Jakarta. PT Pertamina said that it is currently taking over 51% of shares of an oil rig in Southeast Asia. The bid has been proposed in an open tender, and Pertamina now awaits for answer within 2 days' time. That was news in brief.
Voice of Indonesia can be heard daily through audio streaming at www.voi.co.id.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention three tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? 9. Please write your opinion in brief about Indonesia in 500 words. Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Thank you for still listening at RRI World Service Voice of Indonesia with English Bulletin. Next segments, we have Indonesian Wonder and Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
Let's listen to various information of Indonesian arts and culture in a daily segment of Indonesian Wonder.
Hello, listener. It is a pleasure to meet you again on Indonesian Wonder, a daily segment featuring tourism, culinary art, as well as art and culture from various regions in Indonesia. I'm Hernita. In today's edition, I'll invite you to visit Maluku Province. Stay tuned. Listener, Ambon is the capital city of Maluku Province. The city is also known as Ambon Manise, which means
the beautiful or cute Ambon. Ambon is located on the coast, which has natural beauty. The beauty of the coast and clear blue sea has become the main attraction for domestic and international tourists who visit Ambon. To enjoy the beautiful panoramic beaches in Ambon, tourists usually make a visit to the Liang Beach. The enchanting beach is also known as Hunimua due to its wonderful panorama. In 1990, Liang Beach was named by the United Nations Development Program UNDP as the most beautiful beach in Indonesia. Liang Beach is located in Liang Village, Salahutu Sub-District, Central Maluku Regency, Maluku Province. It is located 40 kilometers from Ambon City. Liang Village is accessible by land transportation. It is about 30 minutes from downtown of Ambon. During the trip to Liang Beach, you will see other small beaches as the city is surrounded by sea. When you arrive at Liang Beach, you are required to pay the entrance ticket of only 3,000 rupiah per person. Listener, during your visit to Liang Beach tourism object, you will enjoy by the soft white sand. It is very pleasant to play in the beach with 1 kilometer long and 300 meters wide. Moreover, it has clear and blue water and friendly waves, therefore, you need not to be afraid to swim at Liang Beach. For those who like photography, you can enjoy your hobby here because every corner of Liang Beach offers enchanting images. In one part of the beach, there is a simple wooden dock. Some visitors, especially children, are usually jumping from the top of the dock and plunging into the water. If you are a good swimmer, it is a fun activity. You will feel a fresh sensation when jumping from the dock. There are shady trees on the seaside of Liang Beach, which can be used as a convenient resting place. Listener, traveling to Liang Beach, you do not need to worry because the beach is equipped with various facilities such as restaurants, restrooms, and a parking lot. Unfortunately, there is no facility for lodging. If you want to spend the night while enjoying the beauty of Liang Beach at night, you can camping on the beach or stay at local residents' houses. For your traveling pleasure at the Liang Beach, please come at the right time, around September to November or April to May, because at those times, the beach is shady and cool. Listener, that was Indonesian Wonder for today with the topic Liang Beach. We will meet again tomorrow with other interesting topics. Sampai jumpa.
Speak Bahasa Indonesia easily and correctly. We present to you Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia.
This is Anna Reward Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta with Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or Indonesian language on the radio, introducing some Indonesian vocabulary which will guide you to use them in a conversation. Today's topic is memesan kamar hotel, or in English, booking a hotel room. First, I'll introduce some Indonesian vocabulary and idioms related to the topic today. I'll say each word slowly twice. You can follow after me. Memesan. Memesan. In English, to book. Kamar. Kamar. A room. kamar kosong, kamar kosong, vacant room, di lantai satu, di lantai satu, at the first floor, di lantai dasar, di lantai dasar, at the ground floor. Maaf, maaf, sorry. Saat ini, at the moment. Menunggu, menunggu, to wait. Jam berapa, what time? Jam 12, 12 o'clock. Sekarang, sekarang, now. Jam 11.15, at 11.15, 45 minutes, 45 minutes, duduk, duduk, to sit, di sofa, on the sofa, di sana, over there. Membaca, membaca, to read. Brosur, brosur, brosur. Hotel, hotel, hotel. Mengambil, mengambil, to take. Next is a conversation on memesan kamar hotel, or in English, booking a hotel room. As usual, I'll say every sentence slowly twice and you can follow after me. The conversation is between tourist A and receptionist B at the hotel.
Saya mau memesan kamar.
Saya mau memesan kamar. In English, I want to book a room.
Apakah masih ada kamar kosong? Apakah masih ada kamar kosong?
Is there a room available?
Single atau double?
Single atau double? In English, single or double?
Saya mau kamar double. Saya mau kamar double.
I want a double room.
Tetapi di lantai satu atau lantai dasar?
Tetapi di lantai satu atau lantai dasar.
But it must be at the first or ground floor.
Maaf, saat ini tidak ada kamar double di lantai satu dan lantai dasar.
Maaf, saat ini tidak ada kamar double di lantai satu dan lantai dasar.
Sorry, at the moment there is no double room at the first floor nor ground floor.
Tetapi, apakah Anda bisa menunggu sampai waktu check out?
Tetapi, apakah Anda bisa menunggu sampai waktu check out?
But can you wait until check out time?
Waktu check out jam berapa?
Waktu check out jam berapa?
What time is the check out time?
Waktu check out jam 12 siang.
Waktu check out jam 12 siang.
The check out time is 12 a.m.
Sekarang jam 11.15.
Sekarang jam 11.15.
Now is 11.15.
Jadi Anda masih harus menunggu kurang lebih 45 menit.
Jadi Anda masih harus menunggu kurang lebih 45 menit.
So you have to wait around 45 minutes.
Anda bisa duduk di sofa di sana sambil membaca brosur hotel kami.
Anda bisa duduk di sofa di sana sambil membaca brosur hotel kami.
You can sit on the sofa over there while reading our hotel brochures.
Silakan Anda mengambil welcome drink.
Silakan Anda mengambil welcome drink.
Please take the welcome drink.
Terima kasih. Terima kasih.
Thank you. That was Let's Speak Bahasa Indonesia, a lesson in Bahasa Indonesia or the Indonesian language on the radio. Until tomorrow with another topic, sampai berjumpa lagi.
This is Indonesia. Here is Indonesia. This is Indonesia. You will be delighted to see the beauty of Indonesia for free by taking part in Wonderful Indonesia Quiz 2015. Answer the following questions. 1. When and where was the independence of Indonesia proclaimed? 2. Who read the proclamation text of Indonesia's independence on the radio for the first time? A. Yusuf Ronodipuro. B. Abdul Rahman Saleh. 3. When is RRI's anniversary? 4. Mention 3 tourism places in Indonesia that you want to visit and give the reasons. 5. How do you listen to RRI World Service programs and give the reasons? 6. What programs do you like most? 7. What are your suggestions for Voice of Indonesia's programs? 8. What is your opinion about the website of Voice of Indonesia? 9. Please write your opinion in brief about Indonesia in 500 words. Send your answer along with your brief bio data as well as copy of your passport or passport number and its expired date to voiquiz2015@gmail.com. voiquiz2015@gmail.com before August 11, 2015. You may be the lucky one to get the main prize, which is coming to Indonesia.
Music Corner, presenting various kinds of Indonesian music and songs from the Voice of Indonesia.
Hello, listener of RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia, wherever you are. Welcome back with me, Dalot Pane, in Music Corner, a musical segment which introduces you to Indonesian original music, either traditional or modern ones. And in today's edition, I present you Leto Group Band, one of the band which is popular in Indonesia's pop music industry. Well, listener, let's listen to a song entitled Cinta Bersabarlah by Leto. Here is the song.
Untuk mencari bukti. percaya cinta itu indah. Oh, rasa cinta.
It is certainly not known when Leto Music Group was formed, but the personnel are close friends since high school. It was said that the band was formed in 2004. The group music was originally schoolmates of the students of Senior High School No. 7 in Yogyakarta, who had long been separated due to their busyness in college. They finally met again and worked together. The personnel of the group band from the Gudeg City, Yogyakarta, are Noe or Sabrang Mowo Damar Panolo, who was born in Yogyakarta on June 10, 1979. Patup or Agus Riono, born in Yogyakarta on August 2, 1979. Aryan or Ari Prastowo in Bantul on March 27, 1979. And Dedot or Dedi Riono, who was born in Yogyakarta on January 23, 1987. Their first album entitled Truth, Cry and Lie, which was released in 2006. But earlier, Leto has also released Pilih, an album in 2004, but by then, the name of the group is still Leto, with one T. Leto's with double T first album was awarded the category Album Newcomer in the CTV Music Award 2007, and also received an award as the best music group in the Planet Music 2007 in Singapore on June 8, 2007. Well, listener, now let's listen to the song Sebenarnya Cinta by Leto. Happy listening.
Terbawa bagaimana untuk raba mimpi atau nyata dan bedakan rasa dan suasana dalam rangka sayang atau cinta yang sebenarnya. Dan bangunkanlah aku dari buta mataku, jangan pernah lepaskan aku untuk tenggelam di dalam mimpiku.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia.
Informing, connecting, dignifying.
RRI World Service, Voice of Indonesia in Jakarta, presents actual news and information as well as entertainment.
You can listen to our broadcast every day on frequencies of 15150 kHz, 9525 kHz and 11785 kHz for English program, or listen to audio on demand at en.voi.co.id. Send your criticism and suggestions to en.voi.co.id or send your letter to Voice of Indonesia, RRI World Service, Jalan Medan Merdeka Barat, No. 4 and 5, Jakarta, or P.O. Box 1157, Jakarta 10011, Indonesia. And join us on Facebook, Voice of Indonesia, and Twitter, VoI Indonesia.